Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Hello, Dolores.
Good morning.
It's Marty here on the radio. How are you?
How are you doing?
I'm terrible good. Can I say happy birthday, girl?
Well, you can indeed, Marty.
Happy birthday to you.
It's lovely to hear your voice.
And you happy birthday to you. When I finish singing, you mightn't think so. Happy birthday, dear Dolores. Happy birthday to you. I sound like Robert and the Trocadero, is what I actually sound like. Yeah. How are you, lovey? 70 today. Congratulations.
70 today.
As you do. Yeah. You don't feel it, do you? Or do you?
No.
Good girl,
I don't, but I have a bit of arthritis.
Have you?
the pins are kind of let me down.
All right, I see.
Well, I'd a few falls out the garden as well, because I live in the countryside and I do have to go out the back for the turf, you know.
I understand. And you have to get someone in to get the turf for you now. That's what you'll have to do.
That's what I'll have to do.
That brother of yours, get him round, Sean.
That's what I'll do, yeah.
Yeah. Well, firstly, I have to say happy birthday. That's the main thing. And it's lovely to hear your voice this morning. Are you going to be celebrating later? Are you going to have a bit of a little bit of a get-together, maybe?
I don't know. Sure, it's just another number, isn't it?
That's all it is. That's all it is, and it means nothing as long as you're okay. Do you know? As long as you're okay.
65, I didn't take the notice of it. We don't really... Well, the young ones... Not
as well. Yeah, that's right.
They go and have parties and everything, but it's more an excuse to go wild than
that's right.
Myth.
That's right.
And but I think that wild side has gone out.
So you've knocked it, you kicked it to touch.
I'll just stay sitting down thinking about what I did over the last 70 years.
Oh, Lord.
It was an awful lot.
Well, it was an awful lot. I mean, you know, in terms of your career, but also in terms of the people that you would have met and the people you've worked with. You know, I'm thinking of De Donnan, of course, and Mary Black, and I'm thinking of Donal Lunny and all these wonderful, Mick Hanley, all these great people that you worked with over the years.
Yeah.
But it is a very fulfilled career by the same token. It's a great, like when you think back, a huge amount of music.
Yes, yeah.
And as a result of that...
This is that we travelled to as well, Martin.
Did you? Yeah, where do you remember with fondness? Where would be the places that you remember well?
Well, the most place, I suppose, the most exotic would be Bahrain.
Oh, right.
You know.
Yeah.
And that was intriguing, to say the least.
Yeah. Was that De Donnan now?
Yes, it was. Myself and Mary Black and that gang.
Yeah, that must have been a culture shock. I've never been there, but I'd say it was a culture shock at the time.
It was. But I think I was more of a culture shock to them. I think I frightened the life out of them because my hair was down to my backside that time.
I remember that.
Red.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they'd never seen the like of you.
In the narrow streets and where the shops, they call it the souk.
Yes.
And you go down there and you buy things that, you know, cost value or whatever.
Yes, yeah.
But as I do call her as a pet name, Blackie and myself.
Barry Black.
Me Dolly. I was called her Blackie.
That's right.
And she went, Dolly, where are you? You know.
Of course.
But...
You'd be hard to lose.
We'd answer anything, like.
Of course,
you know.
I do. I understand.
But
that.
When we were walking down there one day, well, Mary was in fits laughing.
Yeah.
Because we were meeting these oldish men coming up towards us on these little narrow lanes. And, I mean, they were gobsmacked.
Yes.
They didn't know whether they had died and gone to heaven. Or died and gone to hell. Or what the name of God was happening to them.
Of course.
This apparition.
Yeah.
You know, and I think I had a white jacket on or something like that, you know.
You were most unusual compared to the women
who
were there.
In that setting.
Listen to me, you've got...
They used to run past us and then come up behind us again.
To have a look at you.
To run past us and then come up again. We recognised them actually at the end of the walk. We almost had names.
You could have married one of them.
Oh, stop. I had awful trouble with one of them.
Did you?
His name was Harid.
Right.
And I told him, and he was a baggage handler at the airport.
Right.
But he made it at the hotel.
Oh.
And he's that. I think you're a very, very, very beautiful, and I want to make the love with you. And I said, no, I'm married. What? Oh, that's okay. Can we go now? I said, what? No, Harry, no, I can't ever see you again. No, that's against my religion. That's okay, that's okay. Can we go now?
He was he wanted to handle more than the baggage.
Oh, my God almighty. He came to the concert that night and they had to throw him out three times.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Well, he was eager.
I mean, the creature was besotted. You know.
I know.
But I don't know what happened to him the third time.
Well, he didn't come back.
Harry said to me, he's back. Harry is back.
Oh, that's lovely. You've recorded new music after all this time. You've made new music.
I have indeed, yeah.
And we played it on Friday, gave it its first play, and it's absolutely gorgeous. You must be thrilled. You must be thrilled with it, are you, Dolores? You must be thrilled with it.
I am thrilled with it.
Yeah.
And of course, you couldn't find anyone better to write a song than John B. Broderick.
That's true. And Ger O'Donnell did the music, am I right?
Ger O'Donnell, yeah.
Johnny's some writer, isn't he? He's a great way with words.
Oh, stop. He's just incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an incredible musician, but he's such a gentleman and such a talented person. And I'm just so comfortable with him on stage and everything. And he's watching me all the time. And just one look, says it between us.
Oh, right, okay.
We have that rapport going already.
Well, that's wonderful.
You know, I mean, you get that with musicians on stage after maybe 6 or 8 months or something.
Yeah.
But it almost, it was an instant thing between Jell and I. You know.
Yeah, the song My Refuge, it's very much autobiographical, isn't it?
It is indeed, yeah. It is indeed.
And you've not hidden from all your woes with the demon drink and all that. You haven't hidden from that at all. You're very forthright about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I know myself that it can happen to anyone. Yeah, you don't feel it creeping up on you, but you use it as a it's like you go away into a place of solstice or something. You know, you think yourself, you're healing yourself, and you're making yourself feel better. It does that until you go to the stage where you have to have those few drinks every day, rather than we say, oh, Blackie and the band and myself, we're having a few drinks tonight.
Yes.
But we wouldn't have them the night before. Well, that's the way it used to be, like, in the beginning.
Yes, yes.
But it's just, I didn't know, like, that I was an alcoholic. I didn't know. I liked a few drinks, but I didn't know that it was having the effect that it had on me until it was kind of pointed out to me. And then I caught kind of thought in my head, bloody hell, how thick can you get?
Yes, yeah.
You know, that's why I was slurring the word. That's why I couldn't think of that word.
Yes.
In the song last night. Oh, my God. So then I started doing something about it, you know.
Yeah, which would have been difficult too, I suppose.
Well, I'm quite a kind of forthcoming kind of person, as you know yourself,
yes,
Marty.
Yes, yeah.
And I've no qualms at all about talking to people about my ups and downs and my faults and my failings.
Hmm.
And talking to them outright and saying, well, would it have started then or would it have started later on? And but I suppose when I got cancer as well, I had breast cancer, and thank God it was I checked it out on time.
Yes,
and
yes,
it was I mean, you can't call any kind of cancer minor, but as cancers go, it was. I always did a check, a breast check in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
When I was taking a shower myself, you
sure,
know?
Surely, yeah.
And I'd check my breasts and make sure, and every girl should do it, you know? Because the sooner that you notice anything like that, you go to your GP or you go to the hospital or the breast clinic. Like, straight away.
But women are women are so much better at this than men, so much better, because you do deal with things right, you know, straight on. The lads will be kind of, I must have not looked at or whatever. We tend to put things in the long finger.
Yeah.
But thank God that you're on the right side of that as well, which is wonderful.
Well, thank God, Marty.
Are you going to be on a stage at all? Are you going to take My Refuge to a stage anytime soon, do you think, Dolores? Would you like to?
I think Johnny has plans for me. Oh. I think I'm doing the 5th of October. I'll be doing a concert in Westport.
Lovely.
I believe. I've been written down here, but
right.
I head like a sieve.
Don't worry about that. Come here to me. How long is it since you've sung at a concert?
Well, not that long, because... I did the Tina G. And receiving that award.
That's right. I remember that.
Oh God!
Yeah, I remember that. We were talking to you about around that time as well. And and now there's going to be a double album and a 3-CD anthology coming out, presumably the side of Christmas. So that's terrific to have all that in one fell swoop.
Yeah.
All your work. That's fantastic. And then there's going to be a documentary. A Christmas.
Yes. Yeah, there's going to be a documentary then.
Isn't that fantastic? Yeah. Have you made it yet, Dolores?
Oh, yes. Oh,
it's all done. Okay, so it's all ready to go.
It's all done.
Oh, it'll be big rating. Yeah. You'll be fighting the Late Late Show for viewers. Wait till you see. People will be loving that. I'm looking forward to that myself. It'll be fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you for talking to me this morning. Can I say happy birthday? Oh, I don't know when they...
It's a pleasure,
Marty. Not at all, Lovie. I don't know if you're going to have a glass of lemonade or a glass of milk or whatever the heck, but whatever it is, we'll raise a glass to you and say... It's a joy to talk to you and to hear you in such good form, Dolores. And thank you for...
God bless you, Matty.
Not at all, and God bless you, dear heart.
Lovely to talk to you.
You too, Lovie. And my best to Sean and all the lads there. That's
Lovie.
Take care. Take care. Bye. God bless. My Refuge is the name of the song. We gave it its first play on Friday. And this is it, written by Johnny B. Broderick and Gerard Donnell. It's terrific. Dolores Keane and My Refuge.
I was drawn to the bright light to see the cobwebs on the wall. Sang stages the world over, from the famous to the small. The song I was singing from the heart. But the life I was living, complicated from the start. I was drawn to the wrong roads, the bottle became my friend. I held the neck so tightly, in case the flow would end. I made some poor decisions, hurt loved ones along the way. I'm here to say I'm sorry, I regret things every day. I sang through my troubles, I drank through my pain. People thought they owned me to do what I was told. Music was my rainbow, my constant crop of gold. I was drawn to the self-doubts that were messing with my head. I thought booze was the answer, but it made it worse instead. I know the people love me, and that has kept me strong. But it's not about me anyway, for the hope is in the song. I sang through my troubles, I drank through my pain. Music was my refuge. Music kept me sane. People thought they owned me to do what I was told. Music was my rainbow, my constant rock of gold. I sang through my troubles, I drank through my pain. Music was my refuge, music kept me sane. People thought they owned me to do what I was told. Music was my rainbow, my constant rock of gold.
Isn't she fantastic? We're getting a huge reaction to Dolores Keane this morning. Of course we are. And that's her brand new song, which is in the charts. It's gone straight in, which is terrific. My Refuge, it's called, written by Johnny B. Broderick and Gerard O'Donnell. Dolores has been stitches. She is such a treasure. Happy birthday, Dolores, from Mags this morning. And happy birthday. What a tonic is that woman. I'm catapulted back 35 years to my younger days.